What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And so Paul Craig Roberts has got this article out. Don't expect any truth from Washington. And Paul Craig Roberts is one of the people who predicted that Horowitz was going to basically wrist slap everybody, and that was going to be the end of it. And basically, Paul Craig Roberts is saying, no, there is evidence of bias there. And this goes back to Lisa Page and Peter Strzok, and they had a series of texts from each other, August 8th, 2016, between Strzok and Page, his mistress at the time, in which Strzok wrote to Page, "We'll stop a Trump presidency. Trump is not ever going to become president." Right. Page wrote, no, he won't. Strzok responded, "We'll see to it." All right, we're going to grab ourselves a phone call. Mike in Kentucky, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, very, very rarely you talked about the shredding. You know, if you read the preamble to the Bill of Rights, it's the main thing that Patrick Henry and crew were wanting to do by putting that on there. It says it's a bill of further declaratory and restrictive clauses. It's not really a Bill of Rights
yes.
so much as it's a restrictions on government. And so when you reread the Bill of Rights that way, it doesn't grant you anything. It restricts the government from doing this stuff. And it's supposed to instill confidence in government. So the more of these amendments that they're blacking out and redacting, the less confidence there is in government. Duh. One of the things I hear people not mention much is the Third Amendment. And, mm-hmm. you know, it used to be the Five Eyes. Now it's, I think Benny says it's maybe up to 13 different countries that are involved in this. The various data feeds coming out of the sessionizers like Verint and Naris. So if you live anywhere where you're required to have a phone, I don't know that anybody is actually required to have a phone. I think that's why they have these loopholes that say that you're voluntarily, you know, carrying this voluntary ankle bracelet around, and that's what I've been calling them for years, hashtag
yes.
voluntary ankle bracelet. And so you're considered under contract. I don't think, you know, these contracts are so complicated and convoluted and written by a dream team of lawyers, 30 feet long, and every time you add something to the phone, it's a new app and a new contract, a new privacy policy. There's no way there's a meeting of the minds. How could they say it's humanly possible to have a meeting of the minds? You have to have a meeting of the minds to have a valid contract.
Yes.
So I think the Third Amendment is also being violated. In other words, we're being required by the economy and employers and stuff to live in this land, we have to be spied on under duress or whatever you want to say, contract
fraud.
Well,
they don't need to actually quarter the soldiers in our homes anymore. I mean, they've got the smartphones, they got the tablets. But it amounts to basically the same thing, we are being watched all the time.
There's about 13 countries involved in that, according to William Benny. They added on several more beyond Israel, but, you know, Israel probably gets the lion's share of everything. Did you catch that story last spring? I kind of try to raise
yeah.
alarm bells about it.
Israel gets the raw feed from the NSA. There's no filtering, which means they're getting the raw data, even on our members of Congress and various government officials.
Well, the NSA also claimed that they deleted a bunch of stuff that they didn't have the authority to collect, and that's the point I was going to make, is that Israel gets the feeds. So anything that NSA deleted, like, you know, the metrics from or the device fingerprints from those Blackberries that Hillary smashed, it's still
yes.
out there. I mean, it's all linkable to her X-Keyscore file. I mean, it's just silly to smash a phone and think you're destroying that data. Anyway, I'll let you go.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot here. And I do think at this particular point, our government does not, in fact, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. They are obsessed with finding ways around it, of getting rid of it, of convincing you that you don't need a Second Amendment. You know, that you don't even really need a First Amendment. After all, we don't want to offend anybody. More about that later in the show here. All right, so Chris Wray is defending spying on Trump, saying that the FBI opens investigations based on law and facts and nothing else. And boy, is they're a whopper. That's four Pinocchios right there. So anyway, apparently back in 2017, Christopher Wray worked on the Enron team alongside Mueller, Comey, and Weissman. And so the gang that oversaw the indictment of Enron's chairman and CEO, Kenneth Lay, are all the members of today's crooked and criminal FBI and DOJ team. So it is. It's an old boys club. And you're either in it or you're not. Speaking of Nikki Haley, she's punching back at outraged media for twisting comments she made about the Confederate flag. And she said, sad that the outraged media has gone crazy about my recent interview with Glenn Beck. What I said was accurate. Many in South Carolina did see the Confederate flag as symbolizing heritage, and many others saw it as symbolizing hate. That's why it's such a difficult issue for so long. Actually, I don't have a problem with that. I mean, for a lot of people, that flag does symbolize heritage. And, you know, heritage is something that you take the good and the bad with it. It's like being up in Massachusetts, you know, and thinking about Paul Revere and the Freedom Mile, which if you've never walked that, it's worth the trip. Trust me on that one. But then you have the other side, which is the Salem Witch Trials. There's no place that's perfectly good, no place that's perfectly bad. And you kind of have to take both of them together to get a good view of what the history of a region is. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network. And I mentioned this earlier in the show, but it's worth mentioning again. Nancy Pelosi says she knew Bush was lying about weapons of mass destruction to ignite a multi-trillion dollar war in Iraq, but didn't see it as an impeachable offense. And that's just the way that we do these things here. You know, but by golly, you know, Trump makes a phone call to the president of Ukraine and we have to get him out of the office. Now, this next story is going to keep you awake at night. There is a new poll out there from the Harris Polling Organization, was released by the Harvard University Center for American Political Studies, and it shows that if Hillary Clinton were to step into the Democratic race, she would be in first place. Now, you think about that. Right now, the poll was saying she'd have 21% of the vote. Joe Biden would have 20%. Bernie Sanders at 12%. Now, of course, if Hillary Clinton wasn't thinking about stepping into the race, why would they even be polling her numbers? It's a dead giveaway. She's going to step into the race. What she's waiting to see is if they can get rid of Trump. This goes back to what I've been saying for quite a while, that I think the driving force behind all of this Trump derangement syndrome, this get Trump, get rid of him, impeach him, no matter what, I think it's all coming down from Hillary Clinton. Because she's got the juice to make everybody in Washington, D.C. do whatever it is she wants them to do. And, you know, she's traveling all over the place right now. She's on a book tour. She was even on the British talk show, Graham Norton, which is one of the few Graham Norton episodes I decided to turn off before it got too far. But I think what she's doing, it's the longer she holds out before declaring she's a candidate, the more money she can make. She's out there selling books. People can donate any amount of money they want to her. Here, Hillary, I think you're doing a great job. Here's a couple of million dollars. The instant she declares as a formal candidate, then all kinds of federal limitations on donations start to apply. So I think she's trying to build up a war chest, but she's going to have to move real quick. She's already missed the registration deadline for the New Hampshire primary. There are other deadlines coming on up. So, yeah. I think the House is going to impeach Trump And I would not be surprised if the Senate removes him from office. And that puts Mike Pence in the Oval Office, and Hillary Clinton can beat Mike Pence. Okay, we're going to take another phone call here. Chance in West Virginia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Boy, what short memories people have. Do you remember before Nikki Haley was even considered for the ambassadorship, I believe, to the UN? She jumped on the bandwagon with all those kosher neocons bashing Trump. Do you remember that? I can't understand.
I remember
he turned around. Yep, yep. And he turned around and still gave her the position. And Michael, let me tell you, Hillary will join the race. I guarantee
yes.
you. She's laying low right now, but you know what's happening? Every time she opens up that trap of hers, the media is right there to pick up on what she says and regurgitate
yes.
it back into, you know, from the media. So what she's doing, I guess, is sacrificing the primaries, maybe sitting back and watching all these other Democrat idiots make fools of themselves, and then she'll throw her hat in the ring to save the day. I guarantee she's gonna jump in very soon, Michael.
She may try and go for a brokered convention.
Maybe, but I guarantee we're going to see her. Okay, Michael,
yep.
feel better, and thank you for letting me talk now. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. And by the way, for those of you who haven't noticed, I am feeling a lot better today, and thank you for all the emails expressing your concern here. All right, Adam Schiff is already out there saying that the impeachment of Trump is all about 2020. And Schiff is out there saying the president's misconduct goes to the heart of whether we can conduct a free and fair election in 2020. In other words, can we cheat? Because that's what Adam Schiff really means. There was a lot of cheating in 2016. There was a lot of cheating in 2018. And what they want to just make sure is whoever the Democratic nominee is, and it's probably going to be Hillary, that it is absolutely impossible for her to lose. They've added millions more illegal immigrants to our country. They're all being registered to vote, even though it's illegal for them to vote. And Trump blew it. Trump has blown it royally. He didn't take care of our flawed election system. He didn't take care of requiring ID to vote. So If he loses next year, he's only got himself to blame. All right. Apparently, there is a new Pentagon Papers moment. The Washington Post has acquired a cache of previously classified documents showing top Pentagon leaders continuously lied to the public about the progress of the now 18-year-long Afghan war. Some 2,000 pages of notes from interviews of senior officials who've shaped U.S. strategy in Afghanistan confirmed that senior U.S. officials failed to tell the truth about the war in Afghanistan throughout the 18-year campaign, making rosy pronouncements and promises they knew to be false, hiding the unmistakable evidence the war had become unwinnable. And remember, that was the original scandal of the Pentagon Papers, that the Pentagon knew they couldn't win in Vietnam. And still they poured your money and your children into Vietnam because nobody wanted to be the president or the official to say, yes, we've lost this one. Amazing here. So documents prove Bush, Obama, and Trump all lied, sent troops to die in Afghanistan for no reason. And it says, for the last several decades, the U.S. government has openly funded, supported, and armed various terrorist networks throughout the world to forward an agenda of destabilization and proxy war. It is not a secret nor a conspiracy theory. America arms the bad guys. The situation has gotten so overtly corrupt that the government admitted in May the Pentagon asked Congress for funding to reimburse terrorists for their transportation and other expenses. This is not a joke. This is not The Onion. All right, Hillary Clinton, we created Al-Qaeda. Protagonists of the global war on terrorism are the terrorists. Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the alleged head of Al-Qaeda in Iraq, which has been renamed ISIS-ISIL or Daesh. It's the same group. This Al-Qaeda jihadist group was created and supported by the U.S. and its allies. And there is a video of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton acknowledging America created and funded Al-Qaeda as a terrorist organization in the heyday of the Soviet-Afghan war. So the people we're fighting today, we funded 20 years ago. Talk about a lack of continuity in foreign policy. All righty. Now, the one thing that may stop Hillary from running next year is the fact that an indictment has been unsealed against the CEO of an online payment processing company and seven others, charging them with conspiring to make and conceal conduit and excessive campaign contributions during the 2016 election to Hillary Clinton. So all it's going to take is one indictment against Hillary for receiving what amounted to stolen, corrupt funding. She's out of the race because convicted felons cannot run for president in this country. All righty. Apparently, a photo has surfaced showing Harvey Weinstein partying together with Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell at Princess Beatrice's Windsor Castle party. Oh, my goodness. Aren't they all having fun? More evidence and documents and whistleblowers continue to surface regarding what's now called as the Duma hoax. And this is that alleged chemical weapons attack against the Syrian people by Bashar al-Assad in Duma, Syria, and it's falling apart. The false flag has been exposed. James Corbett did a really nice story about it on his podcast this week. And again, the government lied to you. How many more times are you going to have to be lied to before you will stand up and say, I refuse to live under a government that lies to me? I will have a truthful government or I will have no government at all. We need a zero tolerance policy. That's really where we're at right now. Either tell me the truth or get out of my life. Apparently, Turkey is ready to deploy troops in Libya against the Haftar offensive. This is coming from Erdogan. And he told state-run TRT television in an interview yesterday, in the event of such a call coming in, it is Turkey's decision what kind of initiative it will take there. We will not seek the permission of anyone on this, he underscored. Just getting ready to go on in there. Apparently, over in Syria, Russian troops have entered Raqqa for the first time ever. So they're just cranking up over there. And apparently, Iraq's popular mobilization units have deployed large reinforcements near the Syrian-Iraqi border west of Mosul. Okay, we're going to take a phone call now. Brandon in San Francisco, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I'm just calling to remind people that they can call their representatives and voice their opinion regarding this impeachment. It's quite easy if you put in your zip code, if you're not sure who it is, or you can call their number. If you don't mind, I can give it out right now.
Well, Brandon, I need to put you on hold. Don't hang up. I'm going to come back to you after these words from our sponsors.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home
And out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Brandon in San Francisco. And Brandon, just sort of pick up where you left off.
Yeah, Mike, just simply wanted to give out the phone number so folks can call their representatives if they're not sure who it is, they can also punch that into the internet and with their zip code, and it'll pop right up. But the number is 202-225-3121, 202-225-3121. I've already called Pelosi and gave her a piece of my mind, so, you know, I think it helps to let them know that we're, well, at least I'm not for this. And that's it, Mike. Thank you.
All right. Well, I mean, the one positive effect this can have is that we are going into an election year. And a lot of Democrats especially are feeling that this impeachment circus is going to work against them in the coming election. And so that's the talking point that you put on in there, saying, you know, you're attacking the president. You're attacking the way this country is supposed to operate. This impeachment circus is just politics writ wide. And I'm not going to vote for anybody that votes for impeachment. Just get that message out there. That's your talking point. All righty. Apparently, Israel is conducting wide-scale strikes on Syria. And get this, this is their excuse for the thing. Okay, the IDF claimed that it destroyed a number of Syrian air defense batteries because they did not refrain from responding to Israeli strikes. Okay, so you had these Israeli pilots up in the air in their airplane saying, wait a minute, they're shooting back at us. Are they allowed to do that? I mean, that's how silly it is. And yeah, if you're going to start shooting at people, expect them to start shooting back at you. Then don't shoot at them and say, well, that's what you get for trying to defend your home from us. All righty. Trump did a speech to the Israeli American Council on Saturday in the middle of the biggest donors. And Sheldon and Miriam Adelson, it's caused quite a few shockwaves, largely because Trump referred to Jewish wealth. And apparently he made a few comments in his speech that would be considered for anybody else anti-Semitic. But Israel saying, well, this is our guy and so forth and so on. And Adelson told Trump, the biggest thing you did for Israel was breaking the Iran deal. So, the Netanyahu is demanding the U.S. backing of the Jordan Valley annexation plans. Washington has denied he ever spoke of it with Pompeo. So he didn't actually say anything to Pompeo, but he's already out there saying, you will back my plan to steal the Jordan Valley. All right, let's take a new phone call. Ken in Michigan, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I hate to be cynical, but you made a statement just a few minutes ago saying that, you know, felons can't run for president in the United States.
They can't.
And here's the cynical part. Watch Congress make a change that felons now can run for president for Hillary.
That would take a constitutional amendment requiring the ratification of 3/4 of the states.
Well, the vote rigging's out there, so.
Yes.
But anyway, that's all I had. Thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks. We're going to let you go here. Now, with all deference to Ken, we know we're dealing with a government that doesn't follow the law, doesn't follow the Constitution. And who knows what it is that they would do to try and save Hillary Clinton. First of all, they're not going to let her be indicted. That's going to be the first line of defense. And then if somebody out there decides to indict her and doesn't wind up in Fort Marcy Park, then, yeah, they may change the rules and say, well, it's only a small felony here. All right, let's grab another phone call. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, a couple things. I just wanted to put a little take in here about the impeachment proceedings. And I've heard, if you go around the web, you know, the phrase coup d'etat, right?
Yeah.
I've heard the phrase pretty frequently as people watch it called Jew d'etat. What they're watching is Schiff and Nadler and all the witnesses, basically. And I want to postulate something. We know that there's always controlled opposition. That's the way the Israelis operate, right? They always control the opposition. They can control both ends. So here you have a president that is under attack from, I mean, even from the Democratic Party, even which Wasserman Schultz and all these people who controlled that from the inside. And the papers and the papers.
Peter,
and
Peter, yes. Peter, I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. We're going to come back to you after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Peter in Los Angeles. And Peter, the one problem I have with this phrase, coup d'etat, is just how much Trump has given Israel that they wanted. He moved the embassy to Jerusalem. He's recognized the occupation of the Golan Heights, even though the United Nations says no. Now he's talking about declaring the illegal settlements in the occupied territories to not be illegal. I mean, why would Israel or anybody connected with Israel want Trump out of the Oval Office when he's basically Santa Claus?
Well, let me develop this for you, Mike, and what I say feeds into that narrative. So here you have a president that is, that they want to control, that nobody was sure they could control when he got in. So what you have here is, this coup d'etat using Nadler, Horowitz, Rosenstein, all those witnesses from Harvard and blah, blah, blah. They're all, you know who they all are. They're all Jewish. So they're all attacking him, Pelosi and an Israeli firster. All these people attacking him in the worst way. So who does he run to? Who does he seek succor from? Well, he goes to the same place you just talked about, that Jewish organization with Sheldon Adelson. He goes to Sheldon Adelson, his biggest bankroller, who says, oh, the you gave us the, the Golan, you gave us Jerusalem, you gave us this, you gave us that. And they're right. But he's being forced to the other group that can counterweight that, which is the other side of the Jewish equation. So you've got one side attacking him that they control, and then he has to run for support to the other, and then they get all the concessions they want out of it. You see what I mean?
I see what you mean. I see what you mean.
And then now they're talking about the Jordan Valley and all this other stuff that's coming up. We're sending a division, I understand, to Saudi Arabia. I mean, they were ramping up the Iran thing. I mean, they're getting everything they want, and they're doing it because he's scared to death that the other guys, the Nadlers and the Schiffs and the Horowitzes and the, you know, Rosensteins, all those guys, who are all still there, by the way, nobody's going to ever get them out of there, are going to impeach him. So he runs to them for support and gives them everything they want. That's the way they work.
Well, is he going to be unhappy when they impeach him anyway?
Yeah, but by that time he will have given away everything anyways. They don't care about him.
No, they don't.
You know, and by the way, isn't it interesting how things work? You were talking about the Princess Beatrix from Norway and Windsor Castle and Weinstein and Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. And then, of course, we also know that Clinton is involved in that as well. And how the narrative about blackmail and subversion of these that goes hand in hand with American politics. And look who controls that, you know. And then we also have all the intercepts. I think somebody talked about that earlier, about all the intercepts that they're getting. They get it all. They control the hell out of us.
Well,
I'd
like to know who wound up with all of Epstein's treasure trove of videos and photos, because
I'll bet any money he's not a goy. Bet any money.
Yeah, probably not.
I mean, look what they paid big money for that. And by the way, do you ever hear anything about Les, what's his name, the bank's bankroller? The guy from Victoria's Secret? Another blackmail ring? Les Wexler. Yeah, I mean, this guy's disappeared from the news. He bankrolled that whole thing. He's like completely has disappeared into the other world. Just like Ghislaine Maxwell has. These people, they're gone. They're protected. They'll never get them. Why? Well, three guesses as to why. And by the way, you're talking about Afghanistan, Mike. And when I was with KBR there, over there, it was a fact that we had all the trucking contracts in Afghanistan. There's only about five roads there. And we didn't have enough, rotors, helicopters to do the supply of all these scattered outposts and all that. So we had to use what roads there were. And we were paying off, the Taliban, you know, and different warlords, the Bronze Valley, simply to use the roads. So it's the most absurd goddamn thing you've ever seen. This whole country, it's like a kabuki theater. And boy, Paul Craig Roberts is right. Nothing will come out of Durham. Nothing will come out of the bar thing. Nothing will come out of any of this. They'll prolong it like there's something going to happen, like they made such big high hopes with the Horowitz report. There's another one. And now it's released. It's a total whitewash. We all knew it was going to be. So the next protest on this, Durham, bar, whoever it is, it's just going to be another prolonged thing to keep our hopes up like there really is justice, and that'll come to nothing too. But the people who control everything go on and on. But, you know, hell, by that time we will have given the Jordan Valley and everything else to Israel as well. But anyways, that's my theory. I want you to think about that out there, guys, and see if there's any credence to what I'm saying here. So...
Now, I'll have to think about that for a while. It just doesn't make sense. Well, in a way, it does. Basically, they're sheep-herding Trump back and forth between this set of wolves over here and this other set of wolves over there. And Trump is just running back and forth and just doing whatever he can not to get eaten.
I think the American presidency, Mike, I think, in all honesty, he's sitting in that overall, cowering in that overall Oval Office, and he's there at the beck and call of Sheldon Adelson and people like that who are keeping the wolves off his neck. And he's just lucky that of course there's a hell of a price to pay for that, but I think he feels lucky he's just not being murdered in his sleep. Yeah, that's how powerless the presidency is.
We know that Israel was involved in the assassination of John F. Kennedy. So, you know, who knows what's going to happen. But the thing that has never really set right with me, if you will, is the sheer venom that we have seen directed at President Trump when he seems to be giving everybody everything that they want. And we're still missing a piece. And I think that piece we're missing is Hillary Clinton.
Well, but Mike, the venom and the attacks from the press, which they control as well, you know, the entire press is controlled as well, both parties, Republicans and Democrats. A friend of mine called last night and said, geez, do you notice how these Republican senators, I keep waiting for them to ask a good penetrating a rebuttal question or something, and they never do. And I said, they're not supposed to. They're there to play their part in Kabuki Theater. Well, but they're playing
they're
their part in Kabuki
to.
Theater.
I mean, the Democrats are in control of the House of Representatives, and they're not allowing the Republicans to have any rebuttal witnesses or ask any rebuttal questions. Now, I think the GOP was hoping they'd get their inning, if you will, over in the Senate, but we're not hearing that the Senate feels like turning into a circus. And so, this may be a shutout game. As far as Trump is concerned.
I think I heard for the first time I heard you say today that you think the Senate would convict. You think, is that right, Mike? You think that's going to happen?
I think it's not beyond the realm of possibility, especially if, in fact, you know, Hillary Clinton is behind all of this because she's got the juice to make those senators dance to her strings.
Well, yeah, she's got that whole Clinton Foundation, even bigger than Epstein kind of thing.
Yes.
So maybe they're the same thing after all.
Vote to impeach, or they're going to find you in Fort Mercy Park.
Yeah, well, man, we are in such bad shape, Mike. We are in
such bad shape.
By the way, I can tell from just yesterday that you have your physical mojo back, and I'm glad to hear
I'm feeling a lot better. I'm not all the way better, but I'm definitely feeling better, and I have to see the doctor end of the week and go in for more testing the following week, and I don't want to go into the details, but let's just say I'm an old guy and things are breaking down.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, man. Believe me, I'm right there with you. But hey, Mike, listen, I'll let you go. I'm glad you're feeling better. And I thought it was just the fact that all this stuff had you so juiced because of all this Horowitz stuff. And, you know, I think that's part of it, actually.
Well,
I'm glad you're feeling better.
It's depressing looking at all of this. In fact, Claire was just saying earlier today, she's just out there desperate for some piece of good news. That we can report on the website. It's just not there. No, it is just not there. Now, we're kind of hoping that with the Christmas lights and everything, we'll get a little holiday spirit going here. I got to haul out the tree and get that up and running. Anyway, Peter, thank you very much for the phone call.
All right. See you, Mike.
Go ahead.
This is going to be the first family Christmas.
Well, it's our first Christmas in Indiana, and I think it's the first time we've had a tree since probably about 5 or 6 years. All right, so we're going to switch over to Jeff in North Carolina. Oh, Peter hung up and Jeff dropped. All right, well, fine. Be that way. See if I care. All righty. Apparently, 5 Palestinian workers have been injured after Israeli soldiers opened fire on them in the early hours of this morning near the separation wall in the occupied northern West Bank city of Tul Karem. And apparently, Israeli soldiers manning the checkpoint shot tear gas into the large crowd who were attempting to get to work. That's what they were shot for. They weren't tearing down the wall. They weren't attacking the soldiers. They were just trying to get to work. And apparently dozens of people suffocated from excessive tear gas inhalation. And according to the official Palestinian news agency, WAFA, the five wounded victims were rushed to the Thabit government hospital in Tulkarem. Medics confirmed the casualties were shot towards their lower extremities, described their situation as moderate. Meanwhile, Israeli soldiers situated near the gate throughout the Israeli annexation wall at Dar el Abed shot and wounded a young man from the Palestinian village of Ariba. So they're just shooting these guys just for trying to get to work. Last week, a Guardian investigation traced a network of Facebook accounts fueling far-right Islamophobic pages around the world to Israel. And journalists at the UK Daily uncovered a plot to take over some of Facebook's largest far-right pages in an attempt to foment hatred towards Islam and Muslims while fostering support for Israel. In a report titled Inside the Hate Factory, as many as 21 of the biggest far-right Facebook pages churning out hatred of Muslims at an industrial scale were tracked to a mysterious Israeli-based group. Thousands of coordinated fake news posts per week, rented lips, were being produced and circulated to millions of followers around the world. So now you know where all the Islamophobia is coming from. And let's see. I mentioned already that rockets hit the Baghdad airport, and already the United States is saying, oh, it's Iran, had to be Iran. But apparently, a Greek fighter jet allegedly obtained missile lock on a Turkish frigate that was traveling off the coast of Cyprus. This according to The Aviationist. And citing photos from the Twitter profile of journalist Yanis Nikitas, The Aviationist reported that a Greek Mirage 2000 jet targeted the Turkish frigate with Exocet anti-ship missiles during a show of force over the weekend. So everybody's getting trigger happy. That's a bad thing. Everybody's getting trigger happy out there. Over in Iran, people are still trying to figure out what the heck happened. There was a wave of protests in 100 cities. Is this a genuine, organic, grassroots movement, or is it another repeat of 2009 when the U.S. tried to foment a color revolution? And apparently the initiating event for all of this was this fuel tax hike of as much as 300%, and Iran didn't even have a PR campaign to explain why. So apparently the protests started as overwhelmingly peaceful, but quickly deteriorated into weaponized riots, complete with vandalizing public property, attacks on the police, and the torching of at least 700 bank outlets. In fact, a lot of people said it looks like a lot of the confrontations we're seeing in Hong Kong since last June. So, U.S. efforts to force Iran out of the European energy markets have failed. Now, the headline is a little misleading, because they basically, the bottom of the article says that, yes, in point of fact, Iranian oil exports to the EU have gone down. But what Iran is doing is they're now pushing to diversify its economy even further. So they'll no longer be reliant on oil, and they're going to take a number of measures in an attempt to counter the U.S. economic aggression, including increasing taxes, cutting energy subsidies, and borrowing money from friendly states. And this, of course, is directly counter to what the globalists want, where they want this country does oil, this country does steel, this country does electronics, this country does tap shoes, this country does whatever. And more as the U.S. pushes on all these countries, they're starting to diversify their economy. They're starting to become more self-reliant. That's what happened when we had that oil embargo against Russia. And instead of folding up and whimpering and lying in a corner, Russia started diversifying their economy. And now it's in much better condition than it was before. And the same thing is going to happen here. Now, the Bank for International Settlements have dropped a bit of a bombshell report that torpedoed the Federal Reserve's official narrative on what has caused the overnight lending market, the repo loan market on Wall Street, to seize up since September 17th, leading to more than $3 trillion, with a T, dollars in cumulative loans from the New York Fed as the lender of last resort. Okay, we're going to take another break here for commercials, and we will be right back.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just track yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a phone call now from David in San Francisco. Aloha, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hi, Michael. I was really intrigued to hear that story you just mentioned about the overnight lending market what did you say, $3 trillion is...
Yes.
Has been, it's kind of as if $3 trillion has been yanked from the economy because people are refusing to lend to the overnight markets. And that leads to, you remember with this impeachment scandal with the Ukraine, that Trump basically was holding off on spending $400 million for about something short of 2.5 months. And
yes.
I personally suspect that what Trump was doing with that $400 million was placing it on the overnight markets illegally, of course, and that he didn't want to get caught with it, and so he ended up sending it back to Ukraine. But if you know, we've got a Secretary of Treasury, Steve Mnuchin, a scoundrel from the subprime scandal days that should have been prosecuted and wasn't, and he's America's Secretary of Treasury. America's Secretary of Commerce is Wilbur Ross, who is famous for basically 50 years being a guy that he's called the King of Bankruptcies. He's famous for basically causing companies to bankrupt, and then he's the vulture that scoops in, shoots in and scoops them up and then parts them out. So he as a matter of fact, I've got a book from 1979. It was John Lennon was living in a building called the Dakota in New York City.
Yes.
And if you look for that, book. It's Wilbur Ross was the building treasurer of the building association treasurer, and even in that book, it calls him sketchy. You know, his reputation was sketchy, and I think it mentions that although nothing was found to be improper about the way he managed the books at the Dakota, he had a bad reputation even in 1979. So he's our current U.S. Secretary of Commerce. And he's the guy that sets these numbers that are coming out saying that the economy is so strong. So, you know, I do not trust Mnuchin or Wilbur Ross for a minute. And when I hear that the overnight lending market is all of a sudden doing a, you know, doing a tight clinch, I figure that maybe the word is finally getting out that these guys are taking the U.S. Treasury and doing, do you remember the derivatives market scandal?
I remember the derivatives market scandal. I also remember the crash of 1929 when it was a cutting off of short-term credit that actually took the crash and made it really bad.
Sure. Well, that's a good part of it. But derivative scandal was right after the savings and loan scandal of 1986.
Yes.
And derivatives. I hear the music. Is show over, or are you going into the?
No, I got another hour to go here. But David, if you want to stay on the line, I'll hold you over until the next hour.
Yeah, appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America.
With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.